Well, as you know, we've been talking about SAD, spiritual affective disorder, and ways in which each week we can lighten up. We can shift our mood by flipping a switch, and we can find joy in music and in laughter and prayer. And, you know, this week we've had a lot going on, and so I thought, what a great week, what a great Sunday to talk about laughter. I really liked this quote. I need my family to remind me, in a loving and nice way, to lighten up. Does anyone else have that family that tells you to lighten up? Well, a long time ago, when I was probably about 10 years old, I sat in church, and at that time I was old enough to be able to sit with some friends in a pew. And so I got to sit with one of my friends, and she said to me before things got started, "Let's see if we can not yawn during the Lord's Prayer." And I said, "Well, why do you say that?" And she said, "Well, don't you always yawn in the Lord's Prayer?" And I'm like, "No, but I think she put it in my head that this was going to happen." And so, you know, the whole service goes on, and we're sitting next to each other, and the Lord's Prayer begins. And one of us, I don't remember which one of us, yawned during the Lord's Prayer. And of course, because one of us yawned, we started giggling. And you know when you try to keep in a giggle, you try to, especially when you're 10, you try to keep in the laughter, and then all of a sudden your body is shaking, and then the pew is shaking, and the people at the other end are not very excited that the pew is shaking. Well, we made it through the prayer, and we made it through the service, and I'm sure there were some dirty looks, but we did it. But it's interesting how humor is a prelude to faith, and laughter is the beginning of prayer. And I was a little nervous about telling you this story until I found this quote, because you know what? That was the beginning of my prayer. That was the beginning of my journey, was being in church. And even though we were laughing during the Lord's Prayer, it was a prelude to faith and the beginning of a lifelong prayer. So sometimes it's great to lighten up and have fun like today, and sometimes we need to take action. Dean kind of mentioned it, but on Friday we had a group get together. It was an event called Reclaiming the Common Good. And during this event, we talked about the characteristics of the common good. And so I want to ask you, what are some characteristics for anyone sitting here of the common good? Respect. Love.
Compassion.
I heard two things.
Compassion.
Caring, yes.
Peace.
Honesty. Support. Healthcare.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things that are the common good, and we, in this group, at this event, we talked about some things that we find are the common good, and some of us had some things in common. So we had a lot of things that were a little bit different, but a lot of it was all common. And then we talked about people who we might be worried about, groups or individuals. And so I ask all of you, who do you worry about? Who else? Your family. Who else do you worry about? Yes. Who else do you worry about? Yes. Lots of things that we talked about in this group, and what we found at the end is that we were, after we got thinking about all the people we were worried about, we were all really anxious. We were all like, okay, what's next? Because this is a lot of anxiety building up here when you sit and talk about all the things or people that you're worried about. And then we I moved things around on him. I read this, our text for today from Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. Isaiah is speaking of hope. This light the people will see. Jesus can be this light for us. Jesus can be this light shining on us. Can you imagine being one of the men, one of the first disciples that was talked about in the text in Matthew? As he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Immediately, they left their nets and followed him. As they went from there, he saw two brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in the boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets, and called to them. Immediately, they left the boat and their father and followed him. These men saw something in Jesus. They saw a light or felt a light. They felt or saw something that they made them walk away from everything they knew. Everything they knew to follow Jesus. And I wonder, how can we follow Jesus and Jesus' teachings in such a bold way today when we're worried about so many people? Well, what we found from our group on Friday, that we had a little bit of a joke. We realized we were all stress eating because we had pistachios and chocolate-covered almonds on the tables, and we were just like eating them like crazy. And when we noticed we were all doing this, we kind of all laughed at each other because we were stress eating when we found out that we were so anxious about these things. And it kind of lightened the mood. That anxiety was like, okay, we kind of joked around a little bit and we lightened the mood. Here we go. If you have no tragedy, you have no comedy. Crying and laughing are the same emotion. If you laugh too hard, you cry, and vice versa. And Sid Caesar says this, so we know laughter because we know tragedy. It's great to take action, and it is also great to laugh. So in the end, we decided this. We decided we would love God, and we would love our neighbor as ourselves. And we decided to take some action. And we're going to be, as Dean said, we're going to be forming a group to take action. We don't know what that's going to look like yet. We're figuring that out. But if you want to know more about what this is or how you can get involved, our next meeting is today at 4. And then we'll have another meeting in February. But we decided that this is what we're going to do. We're going to love God and we're going to love our neighbor as ourselves and take action. So this week is... I'm so sorry. I kind of messed up Ted because I move things around as I always do. Here we go. I have not seen anyone dying of laughter, but I know millions who are dying because they are not laughing. Our spiritual practice this week is laughter. So your homework assignment, your challenge this week is to go laugh this week. So I challenge you to go see a movie out or at home or watch a couple sitcoms. Or get together with some friends and share some old stories that make you laugh. Sit around a table and share a common meal and just have some fun and lighten up. And I put this on there because it reminded me of last week when we were lightening up. I challenge you. Do you think you guys are up for this? Do you think you can go out and laugh a little bit? Okay. Do you think you can go out and laugh a little bit? Okay. Great. Wonderful. Well, we got a good start this morning, didn't we, with Danny? He's got some great jokes, and I don't think I'm ever going to think of the tomb without thinking of the shadow. So, get some laughs this week. And you know what I've decided? I've decided to choose laughter and to choose hope, the hope that Isaiah spoke of, and choose this hope through action. Amen.